Sky Chat and Voice Hollywood. It is the voice. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Dylan.
Hello.
I'm not so excited.
Hi.
Tonight are battle rounds. Everybody on my team is going in battles. Well, everybody's going in battles except for Turtle, who had 2 drops this week. The other 3 of us have guest coaches to help us. So, Rochelle, who is your guest coach tonight?
Traviata.
Hello, Traviata.
Oh, hi. Hello.
I will have you know, Traviata, on Sexy Talk with Gil Dragon, you were listed on everybody's crush list, I think.
Are you making that up?
No.
No, I think you were.
Should probably go listen to that and be creeped out. Beloved, who is your guest?
Gil Dragon.
Gil Dragon was listed on his own crush list.
I actually died when that was said.
And Nori is my guest coach. Hi, Nori. Nori the new.
Hi. Nori was on Dylan's crush list.
Nori was on my crush list. I thought I would get a noob to guest coach my team because I figured she's not biased at all. And I'm not saying the other people are, but it's hard when you hear somebody so much, it's hard to not be biased sometimes. So, that's what we're doing. There were 4 crush lists. There were 4 different top 10 schools. You'll have to listen to the episode. Although, stop the episode after you hear the top 10 because then it got really dirty. So first up tonight is a group number, which I'm excited about. Rochelle, tell us about your group song.
We did a group song this week, and Jevers right. mixed it, and he did a really good job mixing it, and Jevers mixed it. I don't know what else to say. And hi, Jevers. I wanted to do it, I like initially was like, haha, wouldn't it be funny if we did this song? And he was like, haha, yeah. And then I was like, actually, wait, we're going to do this song. So we did it. And it's like the most ridiculous song like ever.
Let's listen to that. And while we listen, I'm going to try to get this sound quality thing fixed. Come on. Everybody can push play now.
In the house tonight, everybody just have a good time, and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time. Party Rock is in the house tonight, everybody just have a good time, and we gon' make you lose your mind.
We just wanna see ya.
Shake that,
honey badger. That bastard toe. Rock that cobra, honey badger.
In the club, party rock. Look up on your girl, she on my jock. Huh. Non-stop when we in the spot. Booty move away like she on the block. Woo. What's the track? I got to know. Top jeans tattoo, cause I'm rock and roll. Half black, half white, domino. Gain the money. Out the door.
Yo!
I'm running through these hoes like Reno. I got that devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On the rise to the top. No letting our Zeppelin. Hey!
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time. Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind.
We just wanna see ya.
Shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Shufflin', shufflin'.
Step up fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We got money, don't be mad, now stop.
Hating is bad.
One more shot for us.
Another round.
Please fill up my cup.
Don't mess around.
We just wanna see you shake it now. Now you're home with me.
You're naked now.
Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sound. Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sound. Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sound. Put your hands up to the sound. Put your hands up to the sound. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, put your hands up to the sound, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good, good, good time.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Rochelle, that was amazing.
Yes. It was all Jeffers.
That rivals Cell Block Tango for me.
Oh, yes.
All I'm saying is I know who I'd cut if I had to make my picks off teams tonight. No, actually, no.
Rochelle? You can't cut Rochelle. She's a coach.
Yeah. Who is snoring?
If I could.
In the back.
That is Turtle's parents. Turtle is traveling right now. She's in a hotel. So pay no mind to the parents behind the curtain.
I'm sorry. Oh
my God. Actually going to hear, we're going to hear Turtle's team. Turtle had two drops. I apologize that I said last week that we were trying to put our best singers through. It's a live show. I maybe spoke out of. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. It wasn't a knock on anybody. But, yeah. Okay, we're going to listen to Nani and Clary, who are the only two remaining people on Turtle's team. And we're all going to push play. We're going to hear both of them, and then we'll come back. So we're going to push play now.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh, good girl gone bad. Uh-huh, uh-huh, take three, action. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Baby in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, 'cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you'll need me there. With you, I'll always share. 'Cause
I'm singing in the rain.
We'll shine together.
Singing in the rain.
We'll
what a glorious feeling. I'm happier again. I'm laughing at clouds.
Born
so dark up above.
We'll
I'm singing.
Other.
Singing in the rain.
You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, eh, 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 eh.
These fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity. Here for infinity. When the war has took its part. When the world has dealt its cards. If the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart.
'Cause
I'm singing in the rain,
we'll
just singing in the rain.
Rain.
What a glorious feeling! I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. I'm singing, singing in the rain.
You can stand under my umbrella.
It's raining, raining. Oh, baby, it's raining, raining.
Oh, what are we doing? We are turning into dust, playing house in the ruins of us, running back through the fire when there's nothing left to say. It's like chasing
Alright. Turtle, that was your group.
Yep.
You had half a duet and you had a full song. What did you think?
Okay, first of all, I recommend Nani for like any projects. She's so reliable and she's so friendly. And, like, you can just like go up and message her or start talking to her. She's awesome.
Nani is epic win as a person and as a singer. And so is Clary.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for her because, like, she turned her stuff in, like, a few hours before the deadline, and then I had to tell her that she had to, like, record a new song. Which is, you know, I'm not too angry because, like, she would have just gone through anyway since, like, she had no one to go up against.
Yeah. I feel that song was well-suited to Heaven's voice. I feel like he would have rocked it. I'm sad that he dropped out on that.
Yeah. I was looking forward to see them, like, sing together.
Rochelle, what did you think?
I thought I liked Nani's a lot. I was like, I mean, I'm always blown away by things that Nani does because she's just so, she's just really good. And yeah, I think Clary's was weird because it was just her and it was like supposed to be a duet, but she still sounded good.
She did. Traviata?
Oh, hey.
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 Oh my God, let me talk. I liked Nani's a lot. Just because her harmonies and stuff are all like smooth and comfy. And Clary's, I'd never heard the original song, and it sounded okay to me, just sort of, you know, lopsided a little bit with the instrumental being a lot longer than the part she was singing, but I liked it, so.
Beloved Star?
I liked both of them. I mean, it sucks that Clary didn't have a partner and like, people dropped and all that stuff, but I think they pulled through. I mean, even on their own, they both did a great job.
Gildragon.
I was a fan of both of them. I think that either song may very well have been safe for them if Turtle still had a full team. Not saying that the other singers would not have done a good job, but I think those are still solid entries. With Nani's, I think, again, and this was said kind of a little bit before, that there was a song choice. The song was not all that great of a song, but she did do amazing with it. I thought the Ella, Ella, Ella in the mashup kind of just got too repetitive for it to be entertaining, but the vocals were astounding, so I like that.
It was sensually repetitive.
It was. And then Clary's always impressive, so I was not underwhelmed on this from Clary.
Nori, what did you think?
Well, I never heard either of them sing before, and they're both, like, they just both blew me away. I mean, Nani's sounded really, really professional. It's, like, really clean. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And then Clary, I know the song had two people supposedly going to sing on it, but she pulled it off, I think, even without her partner. I mean, her when she was belting, it was really, really good.
Okay, we get it, Chad. Nori has a cute voice.
yes, she does.
Yeah, I love Nani on this better than the Glee version. I hate that Glee version, but I you made me not hate the song. I thought Clary sounded great on hers as well. I wish we could have heard it with the full duet, but it was still epic win. We're going to go now. Read to me in Snowfenda, Rochelle Euler. We're going on.
Oh, really?
Now, Rochelle.
Yes.
Last week, Aria gave the advice that if you want to sing well on this show, you should pretend to be a lion. Is that the basis for the song for us tonight?
No.
Pretend to be a lion.
What song are they doing?
They're doing Little Lion Man.
Are they going to pretend to be a lion?
Mumford and Sons. Maybe. I don't know. You'll just have to wait and see.
All right, let's push play now.
My man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Break yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage that you have left. Waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my...
Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the rest. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear?
But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time. Didn't I, my dear?
Didn't I?
Jackie knows we can hear him talking to his mom. It's all okay, that's enough. Rochelle and Traviata. Rochelle and Traviata. What did you guys think of that? Hold on. If we all talk at once, it cuts out the call, I think. So, Traviata, what did you think about this?
I thought you said, ha ha ha, Reed's twang is so cute. The harmonies on both sides, the high end ones, were a little bit like off pitch wise, but it's really hard to listen for sometimes.
So, you need a judge.
What is that noise?
Can you kick Gail out of the call for a second?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gabriela.
Okay, cool. What else? Oh, and then, so, I do not envy Rochelle. I said, Reed's part on the bridge was so good, all caps. Oh, Jesus knows is good, too. Rochelle's gonna have a hard time. Holy crap, the Snow Toomey Reed Fender Army is so beautiful. The end.
Rochelle, what'd you think of it?
I mean, I hate me right now. As in, like, I don't want to be me in any way.
I think that's a good statement.
But, like, honestly, like, I'm so, thanks, Sammy. I'm so proud of both of them, because this, they just, like, shone on this, and, like, I don't know, I don't remember where I got the idea for this. I could just picture it working on both their voices, and, like, I've heard Snow do songs like these, like, emotionally really well, and I was like, I think it could work for her voice. It was just, I'm just really impressed. I, like, didn't realize it was gonna come out, like, as intense as it did, like, with the harmonies and everything, and, like, they both worked so hard and were, like, doing such a great job communicating with each other, and I'm, like, so proud of both of them. I honestly don't...
I think your thought process was, like, I like lions and I like men, so they all sing with lion men.
I like lions.
I do, too. And I like men. Beloved Star, what did you think?
I thought this worked really well for both of their voices. I liked the harmony, but at the same time, it was kind of messy, and it didn't always blend. But there were parts here and there in the harmony that were just, like, gold, really nice. So I think overall it was a really nice submission.
Overall for you, who won?
I don't know. That was pretty even.
Nori, what did you think?
I thought it was really good. I really actually kind of want them to do another duet or something in the future so I can hear them both, because the parts where they're going, it was like really, really cool.
Who won for you out of that group? Snow Thunder's the chick, if that helps.
Well, I don't know why, but Reed, well, his voice stuck in my mind more, and, like, Snow Thunder was good too, but she got kind of pushed in the back a little sometimes.
I feel like you're bitter because Snow sang the same song as you were singing at auditions.
No, not at all.
I thought this was really good for both of you guys. I've never heard so many, like, tracks on one song with a duet. It was amazing. For me, Snow Thunder took this one, but we don't make the decisions. Rochelle and Traviata make the decision. Well, really, Rochelle, but with Traviata's input. Is Turtle in the call right now? Or did her internet... Turtle, what did you think real quickly?
I think that Rochelle's going to have a really hard time.
Yeah.
They work together. Their voices work together so well that I really like this.
Who won for you?
I would have to say Reed. Me.
Oh, great! I'm glad that you guys are completely torn.
Rochelle and Traviata, over to you guys. Who are you keeping? It's sad this one that anybody has to get cut.
I like don't want to at all.
Executive decision time.
I mean, for me, okay, I think vocally Reed was better, but Snow moved me more emotionally.
Okay,
I'm like, wait, I'm sorry.
My brain is in two different places right now. I'm sorry.
That doesn't okay. help because, like, but I mean, like, Reed was super emotional too.
I need a decision. Oh, go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, I liked Reed's voice more on this. It sounded more natural, I think. So I like his. So hey, Rach.
Hey.
You want to rock, paper, scissors? Because I like them both so much.
They both just totally rocked it. I
All right, Rochelle.
Okay,
I need your decision.
It's up to you. Because I'm just the helper.
Oh, my gosh. I know it's my decision. I just, like, I've literally been thinking about this all week because I've been hearing it all week. And I'm like, I have to make this cut. And I'm like,
Well, you've been listening. I only heard it once, and it was in two bits. So,
Rochelle, I need a decision. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. This is awful. Like,
she's not going to be able to sleep tonight, you guys.
I'm going
to
feel, no matter what happens, I feel bad about cutting one of them. And, like, I love both of them, and I like working with both of them. So no matter what, I'm, like, going to be upset losing one of them. And, like, neither of them deserve to go. So I'm, like, freaking out. I don't know.
I need you to make a decision, Rochelle. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm sorry. I think I have to keep Snow Thunder, because the part with the Oz, like, when I think of this song, I just imagine that part with her doing the Oz. So I think I have to keep Snow.
Snow Thunder, you remain on the voice and read to me. Unfortunately, you're
so
cut.
Terrible.
It's sucky that either of you had to get cut, but you both turned in amazing performances this week. So next up is Aria versus Cookies. And I said last week,
We want to put our best singers through. A few people rage quit over it. A few other people assumed I was talking about them when I wasn't. So let me defend my Cookies versus Aria matchup really quickly, because that's the one I took the heat on all week. And first of all, anyone that doesn't think Cookies can beat Aria is not doing Cookies justice. Secondly, I gave these to a song that is really hard. Aria struggled a lot on it this week, so did Cookies vocally. Aria has one of the best voices on VH. I can't beat her. I know voice for voice. So if it's me against Aria, I want a song I can perform really well in the hopes I can beat her that way. And that's what we have here, a high-performance song. So it's anybody's game tonight. I don't want anybody saying that I set Cookies up again, because that was never, ever on my mind. We can all push play now and hear Cookies and Aria on Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf and Mute.